Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The King of Love, my Shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am His, and He is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul is leading. And where the verdant pastures grow with food celestial feeding, perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love He saw staff, my comfort still, your cross before to guide me. You spread a table in my sight, your unction grace bestowing, and oh, what transport of delight from your pure chalice flowing. And so chase your goodness fails me never. Good Shepherd, may I sing your praise within your house forever.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped, For I was filled with envy of the proud when I saw how the wicked prosper.
For them there are no pains. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They have no share in men's sorrows. They are not stricken like others.
So they wear their pride like a necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. Their hearts overflow with malice. Their minds seethe with plots.
They scoff. They speak with malice. From on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth.
So the people turn to follow them and drink in all their words. They say, "How can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them. Such are the wicked, but untroubled they grow in wealth."
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence when I was stricken all day long, suffered punishment day after day.
Then I said, "If I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people." I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked.
How slippery the paths on which you set them. You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O Lord, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight.
Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory.
What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever.
All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. It is good to be with you, Father. In you is fullness of life for your faithful people. In you all hope resides. May you lead us to everlasting happiness.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
You will hear the word from my mouth.
You will tell others what I have said.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord of hosts, shall take away from Jerusalem and from Judah support and prop, all supplies of bread and water. Hero and warrior, judge and prophet, fortune teller and elder, the captain of 50 and the nobleman, counselor, skilled magician, and expert charmer. I will make striplings their princes, the fickle shall govern them, and the people shall oppress one another, yes, every man his neighbor. The child shall be bold toward the elder, and the base toward the honorable. When a man seizes his brother in his father's house, saying, "You have clothes, be our ruler and take in hand this ruin." Then shall he answer in that day, "I will not undertake to cure this, when in my own house there is no bread or clothing. You shall not make me ruler of the people." Jerusalem is crumbling, Judah is falling, for their speech and their deeds are before the Lord, a provocation in the sight of his majesty. Their very look bears witness against them. Their sin, like Sodom, they vaunt. They hide it not, woe to them. They deal out evil to themselves. Happy the just, for it will be well with them. The fruit of their works they will eat. Woe to the wicked man. All goes ill. With the work of his hands, he will be repaid. My people, a babe in arms will be their tyrant, and women will rule them. O my people, your leaders misled. They destroyed the paths you should follow. The Lord rises to accuse, standing to try his people. The Lord enters into judgment with his people's elders and princes. It is you who have devoured the vineyard. The loot wrested from the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people and grinding down the poor when they look to you? Says the Lord, the God of hosts. Happy is the just man, all goes well with him, for he shall enjoy the fruit of his works.
Woe to the wicked man, all goes ill with him. He shall be repaid for the evil he has done.
The Lord rises from his judgment seat and stands to judge his people.
Woe to the wicked man, all goes ill with him. He shall be repaid for the evil he has done.
From the Apostolic Constitution, Divino Afflatu, of Pope St. Pius X. The collection of psalms found in Scripture, composed as it was under divine inspiration, has, from the very beginnings of the Church, shown a wonderful power of fostering devotion among Christians as they offer to God a continuous sacrifice of praise, the harvest of lips blessing His name. Following a custom already established in the Old Law, the Psalms have played a conspicuous part in the sacred liturgy itself and in the divine office. Thus was born what Basil calls the voice of the Church, that singing of psalms, which is the daughter of that hymn of praise, to use the words of our predecessor, Urban VIII, which goes up unceasingly before the throne of God and of the Lamb, and which teaches those especially charged with the duty of divine worship, as Athanasius says, the way to praise God and the fitting words in which to bless Him. Augustine expresses this well when he says, "God praised himself so that man might give him fitting praise. Because God chose to praise himself, man found the way in which to bless God." The Psalms have also a wonderful power to awaken in our hearts the desire for every virtue. Athanasius says, though all scripture, both old and new, is divinely inspired and has its use in teaching, as we read in scripture itself, yet the book of Psalms, like a garden enclosing the fruits of all the other books, produces its fruits in song, and in the process of singing, brings forth its own special fruits to take their place beside them. In the same place, Athanasius rightly adds, the Psalms seem to me to be like a mirror, in which the person using them can see himself and the stirrings of his own heart. He can recite them against the background of his own emotions. Augustine says in his Confessions, how I wept when I heard your hymns and canticles, being deeply moved by the sweet singing of your church. Those voices flowed into my ears, truth filtered into my heart, and from my heart surged waves of devotion. Tears ran down, and I was happy in my tears. Indeed, who could fail to be moved by those many passages in the Psalms which set forth so profoundly the infinite majesty of God, His omnipotence, His justice and goodness and clemency, too deep for words, and all the other infinite qualities of His that deserve our praise? Who could fail to be roused to the same emotions by the prayers of thanksgiving to God for blessings received, by the petitions, so humble and confident, for blessings still awaited, by the cries of a soul in sorrow for sin committed? Who would not be fired with love as he looks on the likeness of Christ the Redeemer, here so lovingly foretold? His was the voice Augustine heard in every psalm, the voice of praise, of suffering, of joyful expectation, of present distress.
God has found us worthy to be ministers of His gospel, and so when we speak,
we strive to please God and not men.
Our preaching does not spring from error or impure motives or a desire to deceive.
We strive to please God and not men.
O God, who to safeguard the Catholic faith and restore all things in Christ, filled Pope St. Pius X with heavenly wisdom and apostolic fortitude, graciously grant that, following his teaching and example, we may gain an eternal prize. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.